We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, what is up, everybody? Welcome to the Guilty as Charged podcast. My name is Steven, and I am the host, coming to you live on a Tuesday evening. Joining me is my guy, Tyler, as always. Tyler, what's up, man? How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fantastic. I feel like the content is finally rolling. The season is behind us. We're moving forward. We got a great, great show dropping tomorrow on the Chargers channel. All things Jesse Minter. I think I'm at 50 prospects graded now, which isn't as much as you, but I feel good about myself. Today we're talking about trade downs. Like, the content's rolling, man. I feel good.
Yeah, and it's doubly nice because the season was so terrible. It's like this offseason is like a real cleanser. Yes. And the Chargers have like zero money. They have like negative money right now. But it's just like, this is like the most refreshing offseason I can remember. Obviously, Chargers swinging big and getting Jim Harbaugh certainly has helped. But the content stream is it's a lot of fun right now. Like Tyler mentioned, we have a great guest, Mr. Cody Alexander, aka Coach Alexander, on to talk about Jesse Minter's defense tomorrow. So if you love X's and O's of defense, you're going to love tomorrow's show. If you don't, you'll learn a lot. And you'll learn about the kind of stuff that Jesse Minter has coming for this Chargers defense, which I'm really, really excited for. Really quickly before we start, last week I was a guest speaker for my wife's AVID class. So shout out to anybody from Clovis West that is watching. A few of her students said that they subscribed after I spoke to them. So appreciate the subscription. So hope you guys enjoy the show tonight.
Wow, that's awesome. Steven's a very good guy. I've known him for a few years now. Very, very good person. Thank you for subscribing. If you're one of my students and you're watching, hello. Do your homework and all that good stuff. And sure, subscribe, I guess.
Do your homework, yes. Brooks students, definitely do your homework as well. All right, so we decided to do some trade down scenarios where there's been a lot of mock draft things out there. Daniel Jeremiah released one today. And we'll have a like predictive mock draft at some point once we get more information about like where the team's at after the combine and things like that and free agency. Right now, it's all about different scenarios. So today, we wanted to dive into two specific trade down scenarios with the Atlanta Falcons and the Minnesota Vikings. Those are two teams that are rumored to be trading up for, or at least interested in trading up for, a quarterback. The Jaden Daniels love and JJ McCarthy love is very real, apparently. Both of those quarterbacks, alongside Caleb Williams and Drake May, went in the top 8 of Dan Jeremiah's mock draft. Dane Brugler had all 4 going in the top 11, I think it was. So this is a quarterback-heavy draft, which is a great thing for the Chargers because they could potentially take advantage of that. So Again, this is not a predictive mock draft. This is not a what we think is going to happen, but we're going to have some fun looking at some trade down scenarios with those two teams and the way that the Chargers could recoup and replenish a lot of resources into the 2024 roster.
It's insane because we were hoping that there would at least be one more quarterback, like maybe Daniels would get into their top four ahead of the Chargers or somewhere in that range where someone could trade up.
Yeah.
Now there's a possibility that McCarthy is also now in that range. Yeah. I don't know what happened because everyone watched the entire season. No one ever mentioned McCarthy.
No.
And I feel like Harbaugh said that thing once. We all kind of rolled our eyes and suddenly he's going in the top 10. Like, I don't know what happened,
but
I've never seen a stock rise quite like McCarthy's. We'll see what ends up being real. You know, we heard like Malik Willis going like top three.
Yeah.
And he did not even come close to that. Yeah. So we'll see in the end. But hey, I'm all for it because that's several opportunities for a trade down.
Yeah, the J.J. McCarthy stuff is interesting because it's not like he went to the Senior Bowl and like lit it up. Like, we've seen that happen before, you know, where a quarterback goes to the Senior Bowl, has a great week and shoots up draft boards. He didn't go. I don't know if he was even invited to any of the All-Star stuff, but it's an interesting thing. Like, you know, Jim Harbaugh was on the herd and was like, yeah, I think he should be the first quarterback taken. And everybody was like, yeah, haha, like he's going to be a second round pick. And then like 2 weeks later, everybody's like, no, like he's going top 10. I forget who it was. I think it was Kevin who covers, I forget his last name, but covers the Atlanta Falcons and was saying that there are even some teams who have McCarthy as QB2 on their boards ahead of Drake May and Jaden Daniels. So it's very strange. And of course, as NSN points out, it could certainly be smoke. Generally speaking, when quarterbacks get this kind of buzz, like, it is legitimate that they are going top 10. So, you know, it's going to be very interesting. The Chargers could be the beneficiary in a variety of different ways. Maybe quarterbacks go 1, 2, 3, 4 for the first time ever, and Marvin Harrison falls to their laps. You know, maybe there's two quarterbacks available at number 5 while they're picking, and they can get somebody to trade up ahead of the Giants. So there's a lot of beneficiaries for trade down situations, but the Chargers are in a great spot. Either way, if somebody trades up ahead of them, it means players fall. Like, it's just great spot to be in for the Chargers this year in the draft.
Yeah, and even if they don't trade back super far out of the top 5 or whatever, if they trade back to 8, they can if a quarterback maybe doesn't go in the top 5 or top 8, but maybe they might go in like 11 through that 15 range, that does present maybe another opportunity for the Chargers to trade back as well. I think like Mac Jones went 15, Fields went 14 or 13.
Fields was 13 or
something like that,
because the Chargers picked Slater at 13. I think Fields was 11 or 12.
Sure.
Anyways, he was before Slater. I remember that for sure. And Parsons was before Slater as well.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, let's see what this mock draft gives us.
Yeah, 100%. This is definitely a realistic scenario, more realistic than trading down in the past, obviously. And Dan Jeremiah, who is plugged in with the Chargers already, and then they hired one of his best friends as GM. He was doing some film stuff on Saturday and somebody asked him, like, oh, like, what do you think the Chargers are going to do? And he posted a picture from The Simpsons of for sale sign. So number 5 is definitely available for the taking if anybody wants to come up and trade for it. So it just makes the draft more exciting. Like, we're going to be live streaming the night of the draft. And I have no idea. Maybe they trade up. Maybe they trade down. Maybe they pick somebody that we have no idea about. New regimes make things so much more fun. And I can't wait to see it. So we're going to start with the Falcons trade down. Tyler, why don't you explain a bit here about what the Chargers could potentially be looking at going from 5 to 8. And then we can kind of dive into the simulation.
Sure. So depends how much you view the whole like QB premium. How much does it cost for, you know, bidding war sort of stuff? How much do you really want this quarterback sort of thing?
Yeah.
Maybe we really want Malik Nabers, but you really have to convince us to get out of there, move to 8 or whatever. So I think the most like, okay, this kind of makes sense in terms of value was for trading back down with the Falcons is obviously they trade up to 5 and we get their 3rd round pick and their 4th round pick. The numbers match up pretty well there. You could maybe go for like a 2025 second or something, or you could go for a 2nd rounder this year. I think either is possible. I think you can get a 2nd rounder this year. You'd have to give up another pick, like a 4th rounder for the Chargers. You'd have to give that up. Or you can just get the 3rd and 4th rounder this year. I think that worked best for us. I don't think Hortiz wants to trade back, but also keep the same number of picks. So
yeah,
we decided to go with the third round pick here and then their fourth round pick to be added. It's a small haul, sure, but it's another pick in the top 100. It's another pick that's really close to the top 100. And again, you're only moving down three spots. You could get the exact same player that you wanted just three spots later. So yeah, that's what we settled on here.
Yeah, like Tyler mentioned, because I know that there's going to be people who are going to look at the trade and be like, what the heck? Like, you could get more. Like, yeah, sure, on draft night with QB tax, you could certainly get more. But in terms of the trade value chart, this is the most even, and you get two extra picks. So this is a very good haul here for the Chargers. And so we'll do this. We're going to go full seven rounds after that. This will be the only trade that we do. People send us mocks all the time where there's like 18 trade downs. And I'm like, I don't know what you want me to say here. You got 18 new players. Good job. But Joe Ortiz will play the board. I don't know if he'll play the board that many times.
Yeah, I don't think so. I can certainly see them making three trades, you know, on the all draft days overall. I just don't see that many trade backs. I just certainly don't see this big, you know, haul. When these simulations run, sometimes you're given scenarios where another team will offer you picks, but it's like, here's, you know, a third rounder to go to first overall, or right, here's a billion first rounders to move back two spots. Like, it's not particularly accurate. So what you get in a haul on these simulations, sometimes it doesn't really always match up, and typically it does, but we'll talk about the Vikings one in a sec when we do that one. So I'll start this draft. I'll force the trade just in case they say no, but the numbers in terms of draft value is off by like five or seven or something like that. So it's pretty, pretty close. Wait, what happened? I hit the trade back, didn't I?
I think because you hit start before you hit force the
gosh trade, darn it. Okay, well, guys, we're off to a roaring start here. Let's try this one again. Okay, here we go. We're doing that. We're doing seven rounds. I'll do less random. We'll enter the draft. I'm going to trade with the Falcons. So now I get to go through my entire process again for everyone who just wasn't sure. A good thing I've run through this already.
Okay, so force the trade.
Force trade.
There we go.
And now start draft. There you go.
All right. So in this simulation, if you could scroll up for me real quickly.
Sure.
The quarterbacks went 1 and 2, Caleb Williams, God, Drake May, and then Marvin Harrison, Malik Nabers, Cooper DeJean at number 5 for the Falcons, Joe Alt, and then Brock Bowers. So I think, because I know Trevor Sikkema is a huge Cooper DeJean fan. Mm-hmm. That will not happen, respectfully.
No.
Him going number 5 would be a real shock here. But outside of, you know, the lack of quarterbacks in this simulation, like, this is pretty realistic where you trade down to 8 and you don't have either receiver or Brock Bowers, and Joe Alt is awful, also off the board. So in this instance, oh, hello. Excuse me. In this instance, Tyler, what are you kind of thinking as we look at this board? I think it's pretty clear where both of us would prefer to go. But any thoughts about Olu or one of the other tackles or one of the corners?
What are you looking at? Okay, so it sounds like you wanted an Odunze there.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I totally understand that. So, yeah, the risk you're going here, I think if you stay in the top 10, you're going to go offense still. Probably. Although Daniel Jeremiah, Brugler, love Arnold in the top 10. I think you're hoping for one of Odunze, Nabers, or Bowers to still be there. In this case, it is Odunze. Fashanu, of course, like, that's a really solid pick there. I think they'd be pretty close in terms of rankings with Odunze, Fuaga. I could see that as well. Are you saying wow at Byron Murphy?
I'm saying wow, Byron Murphy and Quinyon Mitchell being in those two spots.
Yeah, the Byron Murphy one was ridiculous to me. No offense to him, I don't even mean that necessarily in a bad way, but like, it was Newton for the longest time at that spot, I think, and then now Murphy's in the top 12, which I respectfully cannot get behind. At this moment, I don't think he's a top 15 player in this class, again, respectfully. If you're still outside of the top 10, you can go, you know, offensive line or defense, but to me, I think we're on the same page. I think Romo Odunze here, with the way that, you know, the way he plays, what they need, the contested catches, some of the stuff after the catch, everything. Like, Daniel Jeremiah thinks he's Larry Fitzgerald. If you can trade back and get that, I'm all for it.
Somebody asking for Jackson Powers Johnson here. I like Jackson Powers Johnson, not enough to take him at number 8 overall. Yeah, the cornerback situation is really interesting. There's a lot of love for Terron Arnold. There's a lot of love for Quinyon Mitchell. There's still a good amount of love for Cooper DeJean. And I'm not like, I like Cooper DeJean a lot.
Sure.
I just think he's best suited in the slot. And I think that kind of puts him down a little bit from the other cornerbacks in the class. So
yeah,
for me, if I were taking a corner, I would take Terron Arnold here. Again, cornerback is definitely the position that you need to see be tested first. But right now, Terron Arnold is flirting with blue chip territory for me personally. I love his game. But yeah, I think in this instance, if you're only trading down to eight, you're hoping that one of the other offensive playmakers is there. I think trading down to eight would kind of, I mean, seems like a good split between Neighbors and Odunze, but you're probably guaranteeing that you're one of Odunze or Neighbors is on the board. So I would prefer Odunze here. What would you say to people that like the fit between him, Keenan, and Quentin would be a little redundant given like size and everything like that? Any concerns about the lack of, you know, perceived deep speed for Odunze? Okay.
No, and we'll see how he tests for sure. But I think now there's a lot of talk, but it sounds like Quentin Johnson saying, hey, talk to the coach. We're doing more yak. We're doing more stuff down the field.
Yeah.
That'll be sort of his role. Keenan will be Keenan, of course. Palmer will see how he fits. I just think Odunze fits a completely different piece of the pie, a different niche for this offense. Again, I like Neighbors more. Neighbors is my guy over Odunze, but Odunze is great. And I think he does fit something that the other rest of the team does not have. Does that mean he's explosive? Not necessarily, but I think he fits a lot of what the Chargers could use. And frankly, you know, if we ever do a debate, you know, Mike Williams, the EPA per target is so much higher than everybody else. And if that is what something Justin Herbert is comfortable with, and if that can work kind of the same way, just with some health, I think you're feeling pretty good about Odunze.
Yeah. And I think like he's going to run well, like reportedly at the Michigan spring testing day, he ran like a 4.34, and, you know, Alex Insdorf can confirm that. I think he was there for that event, but not Insdorf, excuse me, Katzen, my mistake. Anyways, so Rome Odunze, like he is a fast player. He's not like super creative after the catch. Like I think that is a knock on him, but he does everything else so extremely well. Like he is so under controlled and snappy at the top of his routes. And then one of my favorite things to watch for him is the late hands. Like he is so deceptive with his hands, and you never, like, you can tell that the cornerbacks guarding him are always so confused. Like where's the ball coming? Like, why does this feel like the ball's coming? And then just right in his hands. Odunze to me would be a great fit as a future wide receiver one of this team. He can do anything intermediate, short, deep. And I think in an ideal world, that just takes pressure off of Quentin Johnston. Quentin can focus on the yak stuff, focus on the deep stuff, and Odunze could be your wide receiver one in the future. So Odunze for me, still graded very, very highly. He's right there neck and neck with Malik Neighbors for a lot of other people. I still prefer Neighbors, but if you can trade down and get Odunze, I'm still a huge fan of that. And that would be a fantastic selection for the Chargers offense going forward.
Yeah, I would agree. Okay, Rome Odunze, we traded back, picked up a third and a fourth, still got Odunze. Feeling pretty good about that so far.
Yeah. As we get through this, we'll spend less time talking about these selections. I feel comfortable about like five rounds. Like once we get to six and seven, I'm just going to be like, I don't like pick whoever's on the top of the board.
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you scroll up a little bit and see who was selected, and then see who's on the board too.
Sure. So some of the guys that maybe people have wanted in certain rounds, Troy Faltanu kind of fell there, but he still was picked. Graham Barton, potential center prospect, he's gone. Guyton is another tackle prospect. He's gone. Adonai Mitchell, he went to 33 to the Panthers. Good luck, buddy. Another second rounder that I might like that goes to the Panthers and maybe doesn't do anything. Peyton Wilson, probably linebacker one. For a lot of people, he went to the Cardinals. And then TJ Tampa, if we're looking maybe corner here, we'll see. But TJ Tampa went to the Washington Commanders before that. And on the board, some of the notables, Zach Frazier, the center from West Virginia, Keon Coleman, Jatavion Sanders, if we're going tight end, Kamari Lassiter, if we want to go corner, Chop Robinson, Darius Robinson, Jermaine Burton's maybe probably off their board, Xavier Worthy, Roman Wilson, big Senior Bowl riser, is on the board as well. And Mike Sanders still.
And Jonah Ellis, my guy. I think obviously Zach Frazier is the top name on the board here, but for sake of argument, outside of him, who would you be considering here, Tyler?
Right. So Sanders is obviously the next best tight end. I disagree strongly with Brett Coleman that it's close between him and Bowers.
Yes.
I think he's the only one who really feels that way. I'm curious.
I have a full point
difference
between them. I have Bowers right now at a 7.7 grade, which is very clearly the blue chip grade. Mm-hmm. And Sanders at a 6.7, which is a mid-second round grade. But
yeah,
it's a huge difference for me. Sanders is a fun prospect, but he would be probably like tight end 7 in last year's class.
Yes. Okay, so to me, if I'm not going Frazier, I'm going with corner. Kamari Lassiter, I really like. I love guys that tackle. He feels like if you can't get Arnold in the first, you get Lassiter in the second, kind of. Mm-hmm. So that's very intriguing for me. Sanders still, obviously, with the Michigan background, you like that. The difference with me with Sanders still is he's not an outside guy.
Yeah.
Not that the Chargers have, you know, an inside guy and an outside guy right now. They could use either, but I think at this point you're looking for someone to play more on the outside. So to me, it's probably between Kamari Lassiter, Zach Frazier, the center, and I guess Sanders, because they do need a tight end. I guess we could have talked about who they might have added in free agency up to this point. My blind spot here is with edge rusher, with like Chop Robinson, Darius Robinson. Yeah. I don't know much about them at this point, so you'd have to kind of walk me through those guys.
Yeah, I think in terms of the board here, like I'm intrigued by the edge rusher board because there's a lot of good option here. And it's different flavors if you scroll down or go to that position. So Chop Robinson, who torched Michigan, I'm just going to throw that out there. He's more of your speed rusher guy. The dude has the most explosive first step I've seen in this class. Like he just shoots off the ball. Great bend, great twitch, not a ton of power, not a ton of like pass rush arsenal. He's just like, I'm a better athlete than everybody I play against. Darius Robinson to me would be the more intriguing selection for the Chargers because he is a former interior defensive lineman. The Missouri defense used to be a 3-3-5 defense. So he would do a lot of like 3-technique, 4-eye technique stuff. And then they moved to a 4-3 this year and he played on the edge and just like feasted. So he's like power, physicality, can play across the line. And the natural transition there from maybe we trade Khalil Mack to Darius Robinson would be very intriguing to me because he can play inside and outside. You know, the possibilities between him and Thule would be fantastic to watch. He's probably going to be a first round prospect because of those things. Like he had an awesome week at Mobile. So that's my debate in this board would be Zach Frazier or Darius Robinson. I am slightly concerned about like an athletic profile for Lassiter. Like I love his tape. I need to see him test before I would be like fully on board taking him at 37. So for me, it would be Frazier or Robinson.
Okay. Then I think, so the other name I'll mention real quick is Chris Jenkins. This is the last time the Chargers will, at least in terms of this board, will have an opportunity to take him, I think. Sure. It seems like this is a great defensive tackle class. I think there are other guys later on we could find.
I agree.
Frazier as the top guy available right here. I watched him just beat up BYU. That was pretty good. Penn State was solid. Big wrestling background. I think his mom's side of the family, they have wrestlers. The dad's side is football. He's a wrestler. Wins with leverage. Very, very solid center prospect. He's one of those guys that has the second round grade that should go in the second round. Some guys sneak into the first. I think he's solidly like one of those early day two picks. So I would go Frazier here. I am a little worried about corner, obviously, because the Chargers don't have one at this point.
Yeah.
But I would understand going with Frazier at this point. And
well, I mean,
we have other picks.
Cornerback is definitely more scarce than center. There are centers that I like later. If you want to wait on center, I'm cool with that. Daniel Jeremiah did have Zach Frazier as a first round pick in his mock draft today. So if you want to take the corner and you want to vouch for Lassiter, I'm totally on board with that because of the positional scarcity.
I would
prefer Frazier in terms of grade, but if you want to argue about positional scarcity, I'm cool with taking corner and we can go center later.
Let's go Frazier. See how it goes for us. We have another mock later. It is a mock after all. So let's go with Frazier and see how that works out for us.
Okay. Sounds good. All right, so as of now, obviously Chargers have Romo Dunze, Zach Frazier, offense heavy so far. Mm-hmm. I like Rook a lot.
Me too. We have no corners, baby, but we're going to be.
I'm not going to try and say that name, right, that last name right now, but Rook from Clemson is fantastic on tape.
Yeah.
I think he's going to shoot up the draft board here after the combine, but. A lot of interesting names. Roman Wilson goes 53. Mike Sanders still back-to-back, 52. Chris Jenkins, 59. So Michigan guys, that kind of feels right. Junior Colson, that's a tough one.
That is a bummer.
Okay, so definitely defense here, but let's see who else is on the board right now.
All right, I'm at the point where the corners, the top corners are Jerrion Jones, Cam Hart, Chris Abrams-Drain, Andrew Phillips. I at this point, this is my blind spot. Yeah. So I'm kind of throwing, you know, darts there.
Wow, Leggett has really fallen on the PFF board.
Yeah,
he I'm a little at surprised. Like 30, there. Like a week ago.
Yeah, I don't quite get that one. I really like him. He's gonna be one of my like plant the flag guys. I just have a really good feeling about him. Brandon Rice, I feel the opposite about. Either way, we're not taking a receiver here, I don't think. So as far as defense goes, in terms of the rankings, I mean, it's Rook, it's a couple of edge rushers.
I just watched Gabriel Murphy today. Big fan. Okay. Brandon Dorlis, big fan.
Yeah. I'd have to check. Was Brandon Dorlis at the Senior Bowl?
He was, yes.
Okay, I'd have to double check the weigh-ins for that one real quick, just because we are looking for guys that might be like that 300-pound-ish.
Yeah, so he weighed in light. He wanted to be, yeah, he wanted to be more of like an inside outside flex at the Senior Bowl.
Yeah.
I think he played at like 295 though. So we'll see what he weighs in at the combine, but I know he was light at the Senior Bowl for sure.
Yeah, definitely not one of the bigger guys. I haven't watched Jeremiah Trotter. If you're looking for a tackle, I definitely don't mind Patrick Paul. That fits.
Yeah.
I think a lot of what the Ravens have drafted before, so that I could see. Obviously if we wanted Cedric Van Pran, could have maybe taken here. Blake Corum, that's a pass for me. I've seen the numbers, I don't like it.
Vondre
Sweat, I would be very happy with as well. Mason McCormick, is he getting center buzz?
He played center at the Shrine Bowl. I actually just listened to the bootleg guys talk about this. And he loves playing center. I guess he played center like in high school, played guard in college. So something to file away for down the road.
Okay, definitely. And a lot of running backs I like over here. This draft is full of running backs that I like. Just
Dwayne Carter from Duke, also like him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think this is defensive tackle or cornerback right now. Just given this board, the defensive tackle board is fantastic. Yeah. I'd be very happy with Rook. I could understand. So if you go back to the corners real quick.
Yep.
So Cam Hart, big physical, like outside press corner. I could see that being a fit. The other corner from Florida State, I think he's down a little bit more. Renardo Green, I think his name is. Same kind of deal, physical press corner. Chris Abrams-Drain, he's the other Missouri corner. Love Ennis Rakestraw. Abrams more kind of like a zone guy. He has inside-outside flex. So if you're going to take a corner here, it probably is Cam Hart. But I have Rook like pretty high. Like I like Rook quite a bit. I would be comfortable taking him. You know, if the Chargers had like 2 second round picks, I'd be comfortable taking him in like the back end of the second round.
Okay. Wow. We do have 2 third round picks. So let's go with Rook first.
Okay.
And then I bet you we can burn on a corner right after that.
Yeah.
Cool. So go Rook and we'll see you back in like 8 picks. And boom, we're still here. All right, cool. So Dorlis went, Leggett went. Otherwise, I think we're
on the board.
Pretty much the same board in terms of needs.
Yeah.
So if we're looking corner, you're feeling Hart.
Yeah, I would say Hart. The Chargers did obviously hire a Notre Dame defensive coach. There's other quarterbacks that I'm sure people could like. I like Hart. I would also be very comfortable taking Gabriel Murphy here, just like really double down on the defensive line. But I'm cool with Cam Hart. I think he has, I don't know if I would say he has like true CB1 potential, but you know, he could be like a high-end Michael Davis type where you just press him, physical, good tackler. Obviously later down the road you're gonna have to address like true CB1, but I'm comfortable with Cam Hart being your CB1A, if you will.
Cool, sounds good. Cam Hart here. Okay, so at this point I think we've addressed generally most of the needs. I'd be looking for tight end maybe here. Oh, well, there's one. running back here,
for sure,
plenty of those there. So we got corner. Where's my hey, here's the guys you took.
You don't see that until the end, so you have to like,
oh, I hate you, PFF.
Yeah, I know. It's the one bad thing. So the Chargers have Romo Dunze, Zach Frazier, Rook, and then Cam Hart. I'm gonna like write this down so I don't forget for next time.
Good thing we didn't trade back 18 times and take so many players. Yeah. We'd forget. Okay, so in terms of the guys that went, Bucky Irving is gone, unfortunately. I think that would have been maybe potentially an easy one for us. I'll be completely honest, the rest of them, I'm not 100% sure who they are. Tavondre Sweat, Mason McCormick, they're gone. Christian Mahogany, who the Chargers met with, I think, several times. Blake Corum obviously went, Cedric Van Pran, Patrick Paul, Jalen Wright. I didn't realize that the Dolphins forfeited their pick in the third round.
I think that's the Tom Brady tampering thing.
I didn't realize there were still ramifications of that. Okay. So to me at this point, I think you're starting to look at running back. We have another pick at 110, so it's not like we're stuck here.
Yeah.
With one or the other. Max Melton, I don't know much about him other than that Alex mentions him every other day. So hopefully he's good. Cole Bishop, there's a safety down here. Went to some school.
There's Bo Limmer. If the Chargers wanted to wait on center, Bo Limmer is a guy that I like too.
Yeah, I do like Bo Limmer quite a bit. I think that's probably the last resort, I guess, for a center. I just watched Ben Sinnott. He is your future like fullback kind of guy. Listed as a tight end, but he's 6'4 with like 32-inch arms. He's not. He looks like a fullback. He played a lot of H-back sort of stuff. Numbers look great, but he's going to be your, I mean, hopefully there, Ricard or Juszczyk kind of guy. So we could look at that later on for sure. So to me, really like Cade Stover. Gave him a third round grade last year on accident. So I don't know how he was this year.
So did everyone.
Yes. So he was really good last year. I don't know how he was the previous year or this year. Marshawn Lloyd's probably my favorite remaining like pure runner. I think that bears out pretty well in the numbers too.
Yeah.
So I would be okay with tight end, running back, or another defensive back here. What are you thinking?
I would like to take advantage of the top of the running back board.
Okay.
That's the thing about this running back class is that it is lacking like a true high end guy, but it like the round four options, like people are always like, no more round four running backs. This year it's a great year to need a round four running back. There's like 15 of them.
You take the right ones.
Yeah. I would take Marshawn Lloyd here.
Would as well.
There's a bit of a fumbling issue.
Yes, there is.
But ideally in this world, you know, the Chargers have like a Gus Edwards type, a physical type, and Marshawn Lloyd can just be your explosive outside back, pass catcher back, great 1-2 punch with whoever the more physical guy is. I wouldn't mind Audric Estime, so we could kind of like do both of those today. But I think Marshawn Lloyd, just like you prioritize the explosive playability, you prioritize the speed. So I would take Lloyd here.
Yeah, in this class. So I love ranking the running back statistically. And I think that is the most translatable from like college to the NFL. The guys that are ranked well statistically, hey, guess what? They do well in the NFL as well. These same rankings gave us like Keaton Mitchell, obviously Tajay Spears, these guys. Marshawn Lloyd is second behind Jalen Wright in our composite rankings, second in yards per attempt, sixth in yards after contact, first in breakaway rate. Like that's the explosive home run hitter the Chargers are looking for.
Yeah.
And I'd be perfectly fine with him to be added to the rest of this group. So Marshawn Lloyd, totally cool with that.
And in this offense with Greg Roman, like you've got to have that home run hitter guy. Yes. You can't just have two physical guys. Like you have to be able to create explosives in the run game. The best way to do that is a physical guy. Ray Davis, I see in the chat. He's a quality player. He's going to be a 24-year-old rookie. He basically will end his prime before he's done with his rookie contract. Like I like the film, but I can't do that with a running back. Like I need to have the chance of having a second contract here. So
yeah,
see that happening with him.
Have not watched him, so I'll take your word for it there. As people say in the chat, Bucky Irving was there. Yeah, that would have been probably the best overall choice.
Yeah.
So to me at this point, we have not taken a tight end. I'm totally fine with Stover here. What are you thinking otherwise, other than that? Because we could take Christian Jones, played right tackle, I think. Wouldn't mind him.
The Texas one, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then who else?
Yeah, I would say one of the tight ends. Can you go to that board real quick for me?
The tight ends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Theo Johnson. He's kind of like a blocking tight end type, though. Not taking him at this point in time.
Yeah. But
throwing that one out there. Wow, Jaheim Bell's really low on their list. AJ Barner, obviously, Michigan ties, blocking type. I'm kind of thinking about getting another defensive back here.
Mm-hmm.
The Chargers need a lot of help back there. So, yeah. But I'm cool with Cade Stover. We can go defensive back later.
Okay. I'm curious who your defensive back of in mind would be. I'll go with Cade Stover. I liked Ferguson the other year that he came out from Ohio State. No, Wisconsin?
Wisconsin, anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, Stover, I think I liked about just as much as Ferguson, developed just fine. So yeah. Stover as that guy would be great for me. And as far as guys that went, we'll speed through this. Melton went, obviously. Ben Sinnott went. The tight end group that's left, Dallin Holker, Theo Johnson, don't know much about them. So I'm glad we took Stover there and not waited for anybody else. Trey Benson at 135. Jeez, I didn't realize he was that far down.
Neither did I, because that would have been my choice.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed he was at 135. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a whole thing. Michael Barrett, potentially intriguing here. I believe that's number 23. If we're looking for another receiver, I loved Taj Washington. He's way too far on the consensus board. I think he could go in like round four, even round three. He's your Mims. He's your Shakir. He's your Calvin Austin. Like, I think he's awesome.
So the Chargers do need linebacker help.
They do.
I think safety also in play here, at least before free agency anyway, or like a slot corner.
Yeah, I agree. Let's look at some, can I do multiple positions? Yeah, I can. Yeah. Cool. So some DBs here. Any of the ones that you recognize?
I've watched a little bit of Josh Newton. He's a big, like, Jalen Jones, I think his name was, from Texas A&M. Big, long corner, but they just took that with Cam Hart. I think you're probably looking for more of a slot guy here.
Mm-hmm.
Or one of the safeties, which I have not watched a ton of the safeties.
No, and I've not heard it's a great class either. So that'll be our blind spot. Maybe the next time we do our mock draft, we can go back.
Let's take a quick look at linebacker here.
Okay.
Or we also haven't taken an edge rusher. We could do edge rusher too.
Edge rusher we can get to in a bit. I've watched both the Michigan guys.
And?
Take him on day three. But Brandon McGregor, definitely more of the bigger guy, the more powerful guy, more of the run stopper. And then Jalen Harrell, more of your twitched up, like, rusher type. That has 1 million spin moves on his film. So it just kind of depends on where you want to go there based on who we have. But either would be fine. I could be fine with both, honestly. But I don't mind linebacker here. If Michael Barrett is number 23, I'd imagine that's him, because 25 was Junior Colson.
I'm cool with Barrett or Cedric Gray. Cedric Gray had a great Senior Bowl week. He was like best linebacker there. I'm cool with either one of those two.
Let's go Barrett for familiarity. Let's get a Michigan guy.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome.
All right. So at this point, we have Romo Odunze, Zach Frazier, Rook, the Clemson defensive lineman, Cam Hart, Marshawn Lloyd, Cade Stover, and Michael Barrett. So we have wide receiver, center, defensive line, corner, running back, tight end, linebacker. I would like to hit maybe interior, maybe tackle, excuse me, or an edge rusher here.
All right, tackle. We are in the spot where I don't know half the names, and we will get to these at some point.
Yeah.
Edge rusher would be great to get at this point. Jalen Harrell. I don't know where. So we picked 223rd next. Probably won't be able to get him later. Harrell. I actually like Brady McGregor more. It looks like he might have already gone. Yeah, he must have already gone. Brady McGregor. Here he is at 169. Okay. So McGregor already went. Harrell would be your designated third rusher guy.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be playing the run as well right now, but that's okay. As your third guy, technically fourth.
Okay. Can you scroll down a bit?
Sure.
Solomon Bird, he's kind of your speed rusher type.
Okay.
Zion, interesting.
Zion is the last place guy on the composite rankings, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's sad.
He's 28th.
I think he was like a 5-star recruit, so that's pretty great. You want to double down a wide receiver here or a corner or something?
Let's check wide receiver real quick. Cool. Yeah, I don't know who any of these guys are.
Okay. Wow, Brew McCoy, also another former five-star recruit. The other tackle from Washington, he's got some guard flexibility as well. I mean, this is a six-round flyer. I wouldn't be opposed there. Or you could take the other Michigan edge rusher if you want.
I think we have to take offensive line depth. I can't say every year they should take a swing tackle or some sort of depth and they don't do it, or I don't do it.
Yeah.
So you're thinking Roger Rosengarten?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm good with that. Okie dokie. And we are there. Two more picks, guys. We're going to do it. All right. Should I just close my eyes and pick somebody at this point, or?
Curtis Jacobs, the linebacker from Penn State. Oh, wait, we already took a linebacker. Never mind.
I guess, you know, we can take as many linebackers as you want. We can take a quarterback if we want.
Sam Hartman. Oh my gosh.
My sister's favorite quarterback.
That's my wife's favorite quarterback. He is a handsome fella.
That's our scouting report, by the way, so far. Did we reach the end of the board?
Go up real quick.
Yeah.
You went too far. Yeah. Go to the safeties.
Go to the safeties. I can go to the safeties.
There's the one from Oregon State, Oladipo.
Oladipo?
Yeah.
Cool. I believe you. Let's do it. Oladipo. Yeah.
He's one that I know and have watched. So that's like literally the reason there.
Okay. Perfect. Awesome. Okay. So I think we've hit on every position at this point. So we're just going for your favorite name.
I don't think we've taken an edge. Yeah, we haven't taken an edge.
We haven't taken an edge rusher.
No. So let's go to the edge rushers.
All right. Let's go to the edge rushers. And Cedric Johnson, Trahan Jeffcoat, Brian Ugwu, Zion again. Yabby Oki.
Zion's the only name that I recognize.
Perfect. Zion it is. We're taking Zion again. All right, it's going to grade our draft and it's going to hate us.
Probably.
I think it hates the Frazier pick.
Yeah, it always gives centers. Oh, B-. Okay.
B-. We did it.
All right.
Cool.
Well, I said we were going to be faster and we weren't, but that's fine. Romo Odunze, Zach Frazier, Rook, Cam Hart, Marshawn Lloyd, Cade Stover, Michael Barrett, Roger Rosengarten. See, you don't even have to scroll down to get to the rest of the picks. You can't. That's the beauty of trading down. Keaton, I think it's how you say it, Oladipo, and then Zion Tupuola Fatui. There we go.
Awesome. Some of those guys are names. As far as the top of the class goes, definitely feels very like Jim Harbaugh-esque, you know, Odunze with the contested catches, Frazier at the trenches, Rook in the trenches. Like I really do like the overall group here. Let's take a bigger trade back. And this time I will make the trade happen before I start.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm a fan of that. I mean, you get your wide receiver one, center one, future defensive tackle starter, a starter at corner, a utility player at running back, maybe a starting at tight end. So that covers a lot of needs. I think even with just, you know, the first three picks there, I'm a huge fan of all of those guys. And then you get a starting corner, starting running back. Mm-hmm. Maybe check those needs off real quick.
Cool. All right. Let me get this next one up and we're going to fly through this one. I told Stephen we would.
Did we take three UW Dogs? We did. Yes. We took three Washington players.
So that's mostly because we ran out of ideas. Not because we legitimately are pounding the table for Washington guys this year.
Yeah. Once we get to round 6 and 7, it's just who can I recognize or not.
So. Yeah. We will get there, guys. It is February. I think I had a post last year around this time on Twitter. I was like, woof, got through my top 10 finally. So we're well ahead of where we were last year.
Yeah, last year the Chargers were in a playoff push, so we did not start. And then we also like took a couple weeks off. And like, yeah.
We needed some time off after that one.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah.
So for the Vikings pick, the trade down, it could just be, you know, a second rounder this year in terms of the value of the draft board. But because of the premium sort of thing of taking a quarterback and looking at what the Bucs got for the Josh Allen trade, I believe, you can force a bit more out of the Vikings. So what would work and would be realistic, especially based on some precedent and based on some of the numbers, the Vikings give up 11 and 42 this year and then a first rounder next year. If they had another second rounder, that could work. The Bucs got 2 second rounders, I believe. But they don't have another second rounder. They don't even have another third rounder. So we're going to take 11, 42, and then a first rounder next year for the Chargers' 5th pick. I'm going to force this trade, even though it says it will not be accepted.
This trade's a home run, in my opinion. You get a future mm-hmm. and another top 50 pick. It's fantastic.
Okay. I am excited to see where this one goes, because now we're out of the top 10.
Yes.
Here we go. So Cooper DeJean again going in the top 5 because PFF loves him.
Yeah.
So the only difference between that one and the past one and this one, Bowers went, Odunze went, Wiggins was CB1, and then Fashanu went to the Jets, which makes sense. Like, they're going to take a tackle or Bowers. So available to the Chargers, Fuaga, Murphy, Mitchell, Arnold, Turner, Verse, Jackson Powers, Johnson, Latu, Latham, Johnny Newton, McKinstry, Brian Thomas, if you're feeling really, really like you want to go receiver here. But to me, I'll let you start, because I think I walked to the beginning of the last one. So you walk me through this one.
Yeah, for me, this is Terrion Arnold territory for sure. Mm-hmm. I already have said this a couple of times. I think he's the best cornerback in this class. I think he combines all the same kind of traits that you see out of Marlon Humphrey out for the Ravens every single week. Mm-hmm. Just so smooth mm-hmm. in coverage. Ball skills are fantastic. And then he's a menace in the run game. He's also a great blitzer. They blitz him a few times. You have to be able to tackle to play cornerback for Jesse Minter and Jim Harbaugh.
Yep.
If you do not tackle, it's going to be an issue. I have not watched Quinyon Mitchell outside of one game against Ohio State from 2022, and he showed pretty well in that game, all things considered. Ohio State did not target him all that much, but there were a couple reps against Marvin Harrison that were really nice. He had a great Senior Bowl. I'm not going to have a firm opinion there until I get my hands on Toledo tape. If you have any Toledo tape, please let me know, because I would love to be able to watch him. But I think it'd be hard for Mitchell to pass Arnold at this point,
mm-hmm.
specifically for the Chargers. I love the fit. I think he's a great tackler, ball skills. The dude talks shit all the time. He is in people's faces all the time. So he's the cornerback that I gravitate towards. I think he's the kind of quarterback that Jesse Minter and Jim Harbaugh would gravitate towards. I would consider Fuaga, and I would be okay with taking Fuaga, but for me, Terrion Arnold is far and away the best player on the board right here. Fills a need. we just had an issue waiting for cornerback in the other one. So it's kind of like a pick your poison for the Chargers, because if you don't take a cornerback in the first two rounds, it gets pretty dicey. So I'm fully on board with Arnold, but I would accept and be more than okay with Fuaga as well.
Yeah, as would I. But with Arnold, watching him, and especially having watched a lot of Michigan defense now, and having watched Cody Alexander explain the Michigan defense, and the way McDonald has to play defense and everything, you need corners, you need safeties, you need defensive backs, arguably more than edge rushers. I mean, Michigan didn't really have a great set of edge rushers last year. We just saw where they went on our board here. And then it's, I mean, okay, the Ravens did get a lot of good play out of Van Noy and Clowney, but like going into,
it's not like they're signing, stars,
no, and going into the, you know, being on the Ravens, like it's not like they had a ton of production. Then they turned into a bunch of production, but it's so reliant on these DBs being really, really good. The Chargers absolutely need one. If you are arguing and saying the corner at 11 is a bad pick for the Chargers, maybe it depends on who's there. But if you're arguing that's that you can't go there in that round, in round one, you haven't watched any Michigan film or know anything about Minter. Like, as mean as that kind of sounds, having watched so much of it at this point, having Cody explain it, if you don't have a corner, this system does not work. And the Chargers don't have any. So Arnold is like if Brian Branch was a bit more of a corner, not as like solid of a tackler. Like Branch will always be maybe the best tackler Branch I've seen. He never missed. Arnold did a couple of times, but he ducks under wide receivers. He will fight blocking tight ends. Like, he plays kind of like a safety who also can cover really, really well. Really like Arnold at 11 here. I'm all for it. Seems like the chat is too. Let's lock it in.
Yeah. If the Chargers get rid of both of their edge rushers, I would consider Jared Verse there, but he's in a tier below, I think, of the grade that I have Arnold for right now.
Yeah. Okay. So we have gone Frazier before. I think because we've gone Frazier before, we can maybe pivot elsewhere here.
Yeah.
Just for spicing things up, if you will. Lassiter's here again. Doesn't matter. Edge rusher, I'd be four if you want to look a bit more defensively here. Worthy, Wilson, Sandra still, you can fill out the rest of that DB group if you want.
Yeah.
Chris Jenkins again for the defensive tackle spot. We felt pretty good about it later on. I'm not going to forget that Trey Benson is at 135.
So that's I'm going to write that down just so we are safe.
Yeah, that's going to be my pick at 106 at this point.
So, let's talk about the wide receivers. What are your thoughts on Worthy? Obviously, Roman Wilson is a Michigan guy, like you mentioned. Jermaine Burton probably off their board. Keon Coleman, I'm not a huge fan of in terms of like the first round, but at 37, I would definitely entertain that. So what are your thoughts on that trio right there?
I've not watched Worthy myself. I watched Adonai Mitchell. So if he were here, that'd be the conversation I'd be having, but he went four picks earlier. So that's great. I guess the Panthers are taking them. I have Xavier Leggett over Troy Franklin. I have him over Keon Coleman. I have him over Mitchell. I like Leggett a ton. He bears out pretty well statistically. I love what I saw from him. Honestly, like Leggett is my guy, but again, you can get him so much later. And we have a pick at 42, a pick at 69. So I would get it. And I'm surprised by Leggett's fall here. Coleman, I'm just not a big fan, man. Like, I get the idea that you get him in the second round is good, given he's a projected first round kind of guy.
Yeah.
But I really don't love him a ton here. I'm not really forcing myself to go receiver here, having not watched Wilson, Worthy, or Polk. Or Pearsall. Gotcha.
I watched Pearsall the other day. I'm a big fan of him. I think he reminds me a lot of Robert Woods. Roman Wilson's size does concern me a bit. Like, he can separate, and he's very, very tough, but he was listed at 5'10", I think, at the Senior Bowl. Pearsall's 6'1". Xavier Worthy is very, very skinny, but he was listed at 6'1", and he's very, very fast.
I think
wide receiver, they can wait if they're not taking one in the first round. I think there's so many guys where they could wait until the third round to take a wide receiver in this class.
Yeah, just purely based on by adjacent watch, I like Worthy quite a bit here. But yeah, I definitely don't mind waiting. There's plenty of other options later on, and we'll find even more throughout the draft as we uncover some guys. So
yeah,
Sanders definitely wouldn't mind here. Edge rusher, you can convince me on either of those guys, and I'd be totally fine with that. I just don't know them.
Yeah. The best grade I have here is Robinson from Missouri, for what it's worth.
Okay. Let's that or tight end
outside of Frazier. If you want to take tight end, we could do tight end and we can explore the options later. Cause like we just struggled to find a tight end and Sanders.
Okay.
Sanders cool. is a fun player. He's not Bowers, but he is a fun player. Athlete, body control. He is a bigger body. So I think like he could become a better blocker, but mm-hmm. right now he's not a blocker like at all. this is like your Gerald Everett replacement essentially, but a bigger version who could maybe become a better blocker down the road. So I'm cool with Sanders at 37. I do kind of question the fit, but there's no other tight ends for a very long time.
Right. They're going to kill us online. Let's go edge rusher.
Yeah. Let's take Darius Robinson.
Okay. Big riser anyway. I thought he was going to get more buzz than where he currently is on the board. Yeah. And heck, we have another pick. Thank you, Vikings.
Yeah. There you go. You have two top 45 picks. So you could take Sanders here.
Yeah.
One of the wide receivers here.
I really like Xavier Worthy in terms of just the vibes of what I saw him. And also trying to watch Alabama cover him and watch Arnold try to cover him.
He's fast, man.
He's so fast.
Fresno native, fun fact.
Oh, there you go.
I think he was misclassified at Texas a bit. Like they used him in a lot of short area stuff. And he's been knocked for like his play strength. But he's tough. Like he fights through contact quite a bit on those short area catches. But to me, Brett Coleman compared him to Travis Benjamin, Cleveland Browns Travis Benjamin. But I think he's a better player than that. I think he's really explosive, vertical threat, and it would balance out this wide receiver room perfectly because we've been begging for deep speed.
Yeah,
and Xavier Worthy is that in bunches. Quentin can handle all the intermediate stuff, short stuff. Keenan can handle the short intermediate stuff, and just let Xavier Worthy take the top off. I think that would be more than okay for me.
Beautiful. That works for me. Yeah. Worthy sound good.
Yeah. Better comp. DJ Daniel Jeremiah compared him to Marquise Hollywood Brown.
Yeah. Who the Ravens drafted. Great. Sounds good. Xavier Worthy sound good.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. So we have Terrion Arnold, Darius Robinson, and Xavier Worthy so far.
Perfect. Okay.
So this is offensive line territory, maybe.
Yeah, I would think so. Unless you want to go with defensive tackle again. Doorless, I wouldn't mind. Did we take a center?
No, we have not taken a center. So if you want to go Cedric Van Pran here.
Yeah, I almost feel like it's round three. I think at that point you're feeling pretty good about Van Pran. You're not a huge fan with him at this spot or just...
69 is a little rich for me for Van Pran, okay. But I also don't think he's there again for 106.
No, definitely not.
And there are other centers I like, but at that point, it's more like probably a backup as a rookie type of center.
Yeah.
Whereas Van Pran is like, he's your starting center right away. So,
we just missed Roman Wilson or Junior Colson, excuse me, again.
Man,
killing me with those. That would have been an easy one. I think you're kind of stuck if you don't go center in the second round like a Frazier.
Yeah.
I think you have to.
Yeah.
Unless Mahogany's playing center. Let's just go Van Pran.
Okay.
Cool. Alrighty then.
This time in the last draft we did running back. So we can do that again.
We could
take a defensive line. Are there any defensive linemen on the board right now?
If we're talking D tackle, LSU's Mason Smith and Mekhi Wingo.
There's another Miles Murphy. That's funny.
I think there's a couple of repeat names in this draft. Leonard Taylor. There's a tight end Leonard Taylor last year.
Have you watched him, by the way, the Miami?
Nope.
I haven't gotten to him either. I've watched like one game and it was against Florida State, who I've grown to respect Florida State a lot, the team, because that offensive line is atrocious and every defensive line they play is just destroying them. So
gotcha. Great.
We can double down at defensive back here.
Okay. Who you have in mind?
Max Melton could play the slot.
Oh, okay.
According to Insdorf, I have not watched him yet. Can't get my hands on Rutgers film. Obviously, I'd be okay taking Cole Bishop. But he's kind of more of your Alohi Gilman replacement than like a free safety type.
Yeah, I'm feeling defense here and taking a running back at 139 when we can pick again, even if it's not Benson.
Okay.
So, not with Max Melton or...
Yeah, I think the Louisville corner can also play the slot, if I'm not mistaken. But okay. Let's make Alex Insdorf happy and take Max Melton.
Sounds good. Sounds good. There's always somebody decent at a Rutgers.
Yeah. Bo Melton's little brother.
Oh, yeah. Well, look at that.
There's Trey Benson. Sign us up, baby.
Okay, that was easy. Next. Thank you. We took Trey Benson. We did it. Feeling good about ourselves. Still have no idea why he's there.
Dude, every Trey Benson run is the same, man. The guy has to force like two missed tackles to get like 4 yards. It's so sad.
Yeah, I feel, you know, but it's good. It's good for you, Val.
Yeah.
That's the Breece Hall gene.
Yep.
Okay.
We have not taken any Michigan guys in this one.
I've not taken any Michigan guys. Let me just quickly check where the edge rushers are here. So Jalen Harrow's available, which means Brian.
He's the one that spins a lot.
He is the one that spins a lot. Yes, okay. He's the spin move guy.
Okay, so the Chargers right now have Terrion Arnold, Darius Robinson. We already have an edge rusher for what it's worth.
Yeah.
Xavier Worthy, Cedric Van Pran, Max Melton, and Trey Benson. So maybe an offensive tackle type, maybe an interior defensive line, tight end.
Yeah, I was looking at the tight end. I didn't love that grouping. We've taken Rosengarten, so already. Odds we like a Michigan tackle this year, because we never do.
No, I they're all guards in the NFL. Hunter Norzad, you could double down at center. Norzad has also played guard. He's like 6'5", so Norzad could play guard for you.
Yeah, I don't know if the Chargers need another guard though with McFadden, and yeah. Technically Hymus is on the roster still. Yeah, we'll eventually know who these guys are, but round six is a little tough.
Can you go to the tight ends for me though?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so all the big ones went. They have Brant Keithy in here. Brant Keithy went back to school. What are we doing?
Brevin Spanford.
There we go.
We're taking him later. We're not taking him now. We'll take him later.
Eric All also started his career at Michigan.
Okay. All right. We're taking a tight end later. All right. We'll do it later. I loved Brevin Spanford. Also accidentally graded him last year.
Same.
Yeah. What a
just take Jalen Simpson. He's a safety. He's on the board. He went to an SEC school. It's fine.
Cool.
I've not watched him, but
sounds good. I'm pretty sure that's how the Chargers have been selecting in the third round for the last 10 years anyway.
So hey, who's the biggest SEC player on the board? All right, sign us up.
Okay. All right. I can't even say that's even wrong.
No, I think that's why Larry Roundtree was taken.
Oh man. Who are we just talking about?
One of the tight ends.
Oh, tight ends.
Yeah, take Spanford.
Spanford, I love it. Yeah. An enormous human being. He's like same school too. If like Daniel Falele played tight end,
yeah, massive, and he's a great blocker.
Good blocker for sure. Mm-hmm.
In the seventh round.
Alrighty, can we go by like school? Darn, we can't.
We do not have a linebacker or a defensive lineman in this one.
Cool. Yeah, what an atrocious front seven. Okay. Spin the wheel.
Aaron Casey, that works for me. He is a linebacker I have watched.
Good. Awesome.
Thomas Martinez, I don't know if he's in the chat. He likes Aaron Casey, so that works for me.
I feel like they're going to hate our draft. What'd we get, guys? We got a B. Not bad. A D for Van Pran.
That's so funny.
Well, screw you guys. Okay, Terrion Arnold, Darius Robinson. Robinson's I got to get some work on. Definitely more of a defensive draft here. I think when you trade out of the top 10, you are going defense or tackle.
Yeah.
So Arnold, love, B+, get out of here. Yeah, cool. Trey Benson. There's our A pick. That's it. Yeah. We did one.
I think I like this one better.
Oops. That's my. Oh yeah. Okay. Sorry. I'm looking at the wrong one. So do I like this one better? I think one that I haven't watched Robinson, so it's tough too.
Yeah.
I like the way that we played receiver overall. I think taking one on day two is totally fine if you're trading out, of course. Like if Odunze and Neighbors aren't there, you don't need to take one until day two, obviously. So like that idea there. Totally don't mind center there. Like Benson.
This one's definitely more premium position heavy.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Phoenix Flame, we need 15 picks. They do need 15 picks. That would be great.
15 would be great. 15 would be awesome. Alrighty. Yeah, not bad. These will get better when we start. Well, the board's going to change anyway, but the next time we do this, but we'll also kind of know who some of these guys are.
Yeah.
Once we get to 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
Other than Auburn safety.
Yeah. Maybe it's just because, like, obviously, I love Zach Frazier. The Chargers need a starting center, but when you take the center there, it just kind of.
Yeah,
makes your premium positions like feel a certain way, which maybe is incentive for the Chargers to go sign a center.
They will.
But in the second, you get your CB1, a starting edge rusher, a starting wide receiver, your starting center, albeit not as good of one.
Mm-hmm.
Your starting running back, Trey Benson, is fantastic. I think you get more starters out of the first one, but you get like better players in the first one.
Yeah, Cam Hart's tricky. I mean, we basically left our defense, I don't say out to dry, because we did take Rook and we did take Cam Hart. But I just think that there's a very clear difference between Arnold and Robinson.
Yeah.
And then Rook and Cam Hart. Like, there's a very different focus in mind for us.
Yeah. I mean, Arnold and Robinson, that jumpstarts your defensive rebuild right there. Tooley, yeah. Derwin, that gives you four. Ideally building block players of the future going forward,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to the other one where you just have maybe Rook. Like I would not, I like Cam Hart, but he's not I don't think he's a building block player. I think he's more of a role player.
Gotcha.
But the other one you get two building blocks on defense right away.
Mm-hmm.
But on offense, and the other one you get Rome and Zach Frazier. So you get two building blocks on offense.
Yeah. No, two different ways to go about it. We'll do some more themed versions of this later on, but yeah, like both of those is a good start. Again, last year it was like, okay, we'll take,
I think in our first mock draft we just did one round. Like I don't think we even did more than that.
I wonder who we took. I think it was like Miles Murphy maybe, or Nolan Smith.
That sounds
about right. Or maybe, because I think we believed that Bijan wouldn't be there.
Yeah So good stuff though. I think very clearly trading down is kind of becoming my number one priority right now. I don't know about you. Okay. So we're kind of on the same page. I know like Alex and a bunch of other people are like, you have to stay at five. I think trading down is like my number one preferred option at this point for the Chargers on draft night.
Yeah. So even just looking at it, so we picked up 74 and 110 from the Falcons. Like, okay, you take Malik Neighbors at five, or you trade back and you get Odunze, you get Cam Hart or whoever in the third round, and you get Cade Stover. At some point, it does have to matter that you do have multiple players on your roster and building blocks moving forward.
Yeah.
Same thing here. Do you take Malik Neighbors or Odunze or Bowers at five, or do you get Tarion Arnold? Do you get Xavier Worthy? And do you get a first rounder next year, which is like, you know, I know it's tough. You want to be good now, but the Chargers could be great next year, the following year.
Get a ton of cap space next year, two first round picks. Whew. That changes your team like right away.
So. No, that's your like Lions final like draft. Get in there and go.
Yeah.
And you can trade up if you have to. If you feel like you have got two first and you can trade up for the home run pick, fine, whatever. Like you can do so much.
Yeah, 100%. All right, well, I'm happy with both of those drafts. I think trading down and just, for me, it's become priority number one.
Yeah.
So classic us, we spent 1 hour and 6 minutes on that instead of like 40, which we were planning to. So, but it's all valuable stuff, man. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Tyler, any final thoughts before we head out?
Nope, let's get out of here.
All right. Appreciate you guys for tuning in. Make sure to like, subscribe, comment, all that good stuff. If you're listening, please leave us a rating or review on Spotify or Apple. All of that does really help continue to grow the show. So tomorrow we'll have that interview with Cody Alexander, and then we'll be back live on Thursday specifically to start diving in more heavily into the wide receiver scenarios for this Chargers team in the offseason. So a lot of fun content coming up. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. We appreciate you as always. We'll see you next time. Bolt up.